what's up? It's Brendan. This is a solo dolo. I'm on my own. This is the episode recap for the previous Rad Dudecast episode, Thieves, with Dan Shackey. Let me tell you what's going on here. I'm on the road for a while. I went from New York to Cleveland, 7 shows in Cleveland. Stopped in St. Louis, did a show. I'm on my way to Wichita. I'm like Hank Williams. I'm a rambling man. I just crisscross this beautiful country of ours. I am in my car driving right now, so hopefully the road noise is not too bad. If it is, what you could do is you could listen to this also in your car. That way you'll just think it's the road noise from where you're driving. I got a missed call from Greg last night that, and then he texted me and he goes, "I called you. I have a very important question." I immediately called him back. Sorry, I had a sip. I got a Diet Coke going. Also, don't worry. I'm on my Zoom recorder. I'm hands-free. So this is not a dangerous situation. Do not worry about my safety, any of you that were. Immediately called Greg back. And Greg's important question was, I think he was high. And he said, "Do you think anyone ever snuck spinach in, like, in Popeye's hamburger?" And then he went crazy. Which I think is a good question and a possibility. I don't know that it was an important question, but I agreed that that probably had happened. We then realized that maybe Popeye was entirely just a commercial for spinach. Then, roughly 2 hours later, as I'm going to sleep, I get a text from Greg that says, "When did they ever sell canned spinach anyways?" To which I had to reply, "Right now. They sell it right now. They always have. Since there was spinach and cans, they've sold canned spinach." And I think he was still high. It blew his mind. He wrote back, "You're right. It's $1.89. This is crazy." So that's where I'm at. Headed to Wichita. I'm excited about that. This is what's going on. The boys are scattered across the country. Well, we'll get to that, but, first of all, the episode recap, I just finished listening. Dan Shackey, fantastic, fantastic guest. Now, what I can't believe they neglected to tell you was that Dan Shackey was an original cast member of the Rad Dude cast. Now, for those of you that have been listening for a long time, you know there were 5 original episodes of the Rad Dudecast that we hadn't figured out the recording yet and accidentally deleted every single one of them. That crew was me, Anthony, Greg, Dave Waite, and Dan Shackey. So Dan Shackey was an original Rad Dudecast man. Now, after 5 hours of completely wasted time, both Dave Waite and Dan Shackey just sort of stopped showing up, and that's how you got the cast you're stuck with today. Now, some episode highlights for me. I thought Dan Shackey was fantastic. I love the fact, this is what it's like being friends with Anthony. You know him for 10 years, and 10 years in, you just find out he had a brother named Tommy that lived in his room for a year. 10 years in, never have heard of this Tommy, never was once brought up, nothing. 10 years in, you find out just some kid named Tommy shared a room with him for a year. It's harder to take drink breaks when you're by yourself, you know? When the boys are there, I can sip my water, and they're talking. But now I got to take these drink breaks on my own. Another highlight of the episode for me was when they were playing Real or No Deal. At one point, Shaqie, I believe, said, now it says here in my notes that you once flew solo around the world. And in a classic example of Greg saying what he had planned to say before the question was even asked, Greg answered that question by saying, that is one of my aliases, Ted Manson. So he just answered a question with a completely unrelated thing that he wanted to say, and I loved it. Now, on to my complaints, of which there are myriad. First of all, let me tell you the situation that's happening right now and why you're listening to this recap. I made crystal clear I wanted to call in and be on the podcast while I'm on the road. The technology, which we do have and have done in the past, and it's been worked out fine. Nobody was on board with that. Instead, after they're done recording, Anthony calls me yesterday and says, we're going to have you do recap episodes by yourself. So that's fun. Just me talking by myself. Great. So this is why you're getting these recap episodes, like some fucking intern on the Howard Stern show, just recapping the show. That's where I'm at. Second of all, as if our podcast wasn't a goddamn hard-to-follow bad acid trip enough already, I start listening, and it's just X-Files music and dogs barking. What the fuck, man? Nobody tells me we've got a soundboard. They wait till I'm gone and bring a soundboard in. Now, Harumi, by the end of the episode, had nailed it, I think, and I'm excited about this soundboard. But at the beginning, it was just crazy. It was X-Files music and dogs barking. I'm going fucking nuts. But overall, I rate the episode 10 stars. I loved it. I thought it was fantastic. I'm cruising along. It's pretty good. I'm excited for the Wichita shows. I gotta tell you, Cleveland was a blast. Hung out with my friend Charlie, played some pool. I got real bad at pool. I used to be good. I used to be very good at pool. I'm bad at pool now. That's no good. I gotta strengthen my pool game. It's hard to be fucking interesting when you're in the car by yourself, you know? Just passing billboards. All these billboards in the Midwest are just like, they're all about Jesus. You know, Jesus is alive. No, he's not. I don't think. He died. He was a guy. He died. I guess he came back to life. I don't know. But also, I think if Jesus were alive, I don't think he'd want to be involved in the billboard game. You know what I mean? I think he was a little bit classier than that. I don't think he was a guy who wants to be up next to the fucking Cracker Barrel. And sometimes these billboards just say, you are going to hell. What is that? You don't know me. It's ridiculous. Okay, here's one. Here's one coming up. Everyone that is for abortion, and then there's another one behind it, has already been born. Quote from Ronald Reagan. What is it? Who is paying for these billboards? Fuck off. Yeah, everyone that's for anything has already been born. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Reagan. Fucking trickle down economics. Guy was a Hollywood actor. pretty good actor. Better actor than president, I would say. But yeah, I'm doing the Looney Bins in Wichita, then I'm off to Tulsa. I love the Midwest, man. I love just fucking driving around, telling jokes, slanging jokes. I slang jokes. What else can I say about the episode? I thought Shacky brought a nice calming kind of, you know, energy to the podcast. I really like that. The only time I was brought up was that I would insist that we need a leader, which I've never done, which is a blatant bald-faced lie. And then I was brought up at the end that saying I would be mad about something, which I wouldn't. I still rate the episode 10 stars, 10 out of 10, don't get me wrong. And I'm still on board with the soundboard, especially I like those beats. I think they needed me there for my freestyling skills. How long have I been doing this? I can't fucking tell how long this thing has been going because it's too dim, you know? Maybe I turn on a light. It doesn't fucking say. Jesus Christ, I don't know how long the episode is. The screen's too dim. The screen of the Zoom is too dim, so this could go on forever, for all I know. Also, I don't know if it's good. I think it's bad. How do you do a podcast by yourself in your car without a recap? What else can I recap? Shacky was in crashing, and Dan was in crashing. Neither me, Greg, nor Anthony have been in crashing. But the one thing they were talking about craft services, if you ever visit New York, one thing I've learned, because you'll go by like Law and Order or something shooting on the street, and one thing I've learned, they don't know who's part of the crew or cast or not. I mean, you're supposed to have a badge, but you can just go into a craft services tent and get a bagel. Nobody cares. Get a coffee and a bagel at a craft services tent. Nobody's going to stop you. They might. I've done it twice. Nothing's ever happened. So that's pretty good. Now we're on to less religious billboards. This guy might just be more of a billboard recap podcast. I saw there was a billboard a while back that was for a guy. I forget his name, but it just said the Dr. Phil of Realty. And I think it was because he kind of looked like Dr. Phil. But, like, that's not a good motto for your realty. I don't like Dr. Phil, first of all. Second of all, what is he, you know, helping a house get over their troubled son? Dr. Phil isn't even a doctor, first of all. That's ridiculous. You can, at least Judge Judy's a judge. Dr. Phil's not a doctor. You can just go on TV and say you're a doctor. I mean, in a drama, of course you can. But Dr. Phil, that's ridiculous. I told Greg and Anthony these would be about 20 minutes, but I don't fucking know how long it is because the goddamn screen on my Zoom with the sunlight is too fucking dim. So I just gotta keep going. I gotta keep going. This is wild. Had fun stopping by the Funny Bone in St. Louis last night. Saw my boys there. I'm getting into Golden Tee Golf. That's gonna be my new thing. I'm playing Golden Tee Golf. I shot a 17 under yesterday. I feel like that's pretty good. I registered. I'm a registered Golden Tee Golf player. I got a fucking password and everything. I'm gonna customize my guy. I got some tips from Sean O'Brien and Matt Behrens. They're big-time Golden Tee players. So that's, I think, what I'm going to do with my life going forward. Less comedy, more Golden Tee golf. How about Shacky with the fucking raw grapefruit? No, I mean, when I say raw, I mean no sugar, nothing on that? What kind of fucking lunatic is eating that? Three Jack Shack. That's what we used to call him back in the old days when we all did open mics together. He always had three jackets on. Guy loves jackets. I don't think they delved into that enough. They talked about it briefly, but yeah, Three Jack Shack. Similar to like a three pump chump. They call people when they come real fast. But sometimes you just come real fast. I don't really anymore because I take antidepressants. Now we got an interesting set of billboards. It said, "Can the Bible be trusted?" And then the next one said, "Dare to investigate." But I feel like they're people that are trying to trick me into thinking the Bible can be trusted. A lot of religious billboards. I don't know who's paying for these. Can the Bible be trusted? I would say no, for the most part. Because they are things written down by men thousands of years ago, so they've been sort of altered throughout time, as many historical documents have. So I would say, on the whole, the Bible can be trusted to the degree that some of the stuff in it, it probably involved real people and probably were based on sort of events that happened, but it's mostly hearsay. And then, yeah, they got some lessons to teach in there. Some of them are good. But they pick and choose. People pick and choose. That's what's crazy. Like, the Bible's against gay people. No gay people. Yeah, the Bible's also against money lending with interest. Those people against gay people, you think they have a fucking mortgage? In fact, the Bible's more against that than it is against gay. There's like three mentions of gay people. Like 100 mentions of fucking money lending with interest. I don't know if those facts are accurate, the amount of mentions. I'm not a Bible scholar. I don't have a problem with spirituality and belief in God or anything like that. I think I have kind of a problem with organized religion and their judgment. But I don't know. Fuck, that seems like it's been about 20 minutes. Thieves, man, listen to it. And when I get back, me and Harumi are going to talk, because I love the soundboard. I think we can really go places with it. And I think by the end he was nailing it. It was just that at the beginning I was fucking really confused. But then Greg stepped up and did a solid intro, so that was good, because I was like, is nobody going to intro, see what's happening? Because you know I get OCD about that. But then Greg stepped up and he did it. So overall, fucking fantastic podcast. 27 stars out of 75 stars out of 75. Now here's a billboard I can get behind. Serious about soybeans. That's all it says. No company name, nothing. Now that's a billboard I like. Somebody just is goddamn serious about soybeans and they want us to know. All right, that's been B-Man's episode recap for Thieves. I'll also be recapping the Patreon episode, which I'm about to listen to right now. All right, thanks, guys. Bye.